It's the song that has been airbrushed from Proms in the Park in Belfast. Why would the British Broadcasting Corporation not be playing some of these British classics? Rule Britannia, God Save the Queen, Where's It Gone? Well, these questions are being asked by the deputy editor of the newsletter, Ben Laurie, who's with us this morning. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Brendan Mulgrew, with us too. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And if you're picking up the phone, 0303 80 55 55. You've written an article about this, Ben. What's the problem?
The problem is this. For years now, Last Night of the Proms has come to Northern Ireland. It's a great idea. It comes to Scotland, comes to Wales. It's also beamed into Hyde Park.
It's also a fantastic event, and an event that only the BBC would do to that scale and that level of excellence. It's an unbelievable event.
Yes. And the event in Northern Ireland is a wonderful event with the Ulster Orchestra, international musicians and all the rest of it. There's a very simple problem. Everybody knows, everybody post the age of 10 knows that Last Night of the Proms is a bit of fun. It's patriotic classics. It's not the best music ever written. The music connoisseurs follow the Proms season. But Last Night of the Proms is the patriotic classics everywhere except Northern Ireland and Scotland in Proms in the Park. So what do? They have diluted. Somebody in the BBC, and somebody's going to have to explain this, somebody senior in the BBC has, over the last few years, changed Proms in the Park, particularly in Northern Ireland and Scotland, into something that is nothing like Last Night of the Proms. And the most dramatic example of that is we are deprived of Rural Britannia. And we are clearly deprived of Rural Britannia, which is a brilliant piece of music. It's a great piece of fun. It's one of the finales of the evening. We're deprived of it because somebody somewhere thinks it's too much for Northern Ireland. And it's not acceptable, and it's not acceptable from the state broadcaster.
Like, I've been told that you're really angry about this, Ben. Is it really that important?
Is it important compared to hospitals and schools and Stormont being suspended and Brexit? Of course not. But it's a major cultural event. It's once a year. And if anybody doesn't like it, lots of people don't like it. Lots of people in England don't like it. And indeed, lots of people who go to Last Night of the Proms in the Albert Hall, they're bringing European flags. They're doing all sorts of things to sort of lampoon, to mock the national spirit of it. Great, fine. But what they don't do in the Albert Hall is they don't change the playlist. And of course, in Northern Ireland and Scotland, they do. They bring us over, Scotland and Northern Ireland, for Land of Hope and Glory. So what they do in Scotland and Northern Ireland is they give you a little drip of the patriotic flavour of Last Night of the Proms, and that's it. Last year, they had Irish dancing. Having Irish dancing is a wonderful idea. It's part of the culture here, and so on. Last year, they had Irish dancing in Belfast and no Rural Britannia. And it's just not okay. And all sorts of people go along to this. They go with their union flags. Some people go with European flags. In the Albert Hall, some people wave Irish flags. But they go along, and then they come away, and they're too polite to observe or mention the fact that the BBC have changed this beyond recognition.
Well, the BBC have told The Nolan Show, BBC Proms in the Park in the Nations is aligned to Last Night of the Proms at the Royal Albert Hall. However, it is not a musical relay and had always been designed to offer audiences attending the live event a different concert to that in the Royal Albert Hall.
Yes, they say this. And what they don't say is that they have changed Proms in the Park into something that has no relationship to Last Night of the Proms except Land of Hope and Glory. So what did they do this year? They beamed in, again, this is a wonderful idea. They beamed in from Belfast, Danny Boy. They beamed in from Glasgow, Scottish choir singing a Scottish piece of music. They beamed in from Wales, a Welsh choir singing a Welsh piece of music. And then they beam back in all of those classic pieces of music with a, despite there being a wonderful rendition of the National Anthem. National Anthem's a dud piece of music, but it was really wonderfully done on Saturday. None of that comes back. Just Land of Hope and Glory. And what really revealed the BBC thinking is this. Rural Britannia was beamed into Wales. You can see that from iPlayer. It was beamed into Hyde Park. It was played, of course, if it wasn't played in Albert Hall, there'd be uproar. But in Northern Ireland and Scotland, Rural Britannia is too controversial. And let's be really clear about this. Despite that misleading BBC statement, somebody somewhere thinks Rural Britannia, which is almost the best piece of music played in the night, is not acceptable for Northern Ireland.
So what are you asking the BBC?
I'm asking them to continue to localise the event in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland and beam in local music. Great idea. Have Irish dancing. Great idea. But give us at least 25-30% of the Royal Albert Hall. That's what everybody thinks of with last night at the Proms. And they know it. They're trying to dilute this into something that has no link to last night at the Proms.
Brendan?
Well, I think there's a certain... I don't want to be offensive, but there's a certain naivety just to think that Northern Ireland and Scotland and Wales and what happens in London is all uniform and it's all people have the exact same tastes and affiliations, and therefore it's appropriate to simply play all the exact same tunes in all four concerts in all four regions. We know the reason why it hasn't, why Scotland and Northern Ireland don't get beamed in the national anthem, don't get beamed in the Royal Britannia. I agree with Ben. The statement of the BBC is dancing in the head of a pin a wee bit. Someone has decided that it's not appropriate to beam in God Save the Queen. But, you know, it's inappropriate to imagine that we're all one big set of happy families and everyone buys into it. There are people here who would want to go to Proms in the Park who don't buy into God Save the Queen and who don't buy into Royal Britannia. The same thing applies in Scotland. Opinion polls over the weekend show that we're closer than ever to border polls, the second Scottish referendum. It's not about God Save the Queen. It's not about Royal Britannia anymore in Scotland or Northern Ireland. And therefore, if you want to make those events as inclusive as possible and not have people say, I'm not going to go to that event because I don't particularly want to wave a flag to God Save the Queen, don't beam it in then and beam it on the other stuff.
So you think God Save the Queen has been banned, Brendan?
I think that's so. I'm not a big follower of last night of the Proms, but I understand that I read Ben's column last night that it hasn't beamed into Northern Ireland or Scotland over the last few years. I think that's probably not entirely a coincidence.
And do you think that's a good thing?
I think someone has taken the decision that there are people who are attending those events both in Belfast and in Scotland who might have the same affiliations and might be tuned into God Save the Queen being the national anthem. And if that's the case, to me that's a pragmatic, in fact that's an inclusive way of handling a delicate subject. If you're going to have as many people who want to go to Proms in the Park in Belfast, that don't play the song or the tune, which some people might say, I don't want to be there for that. I think that's a pragmatic.
So Ben Laurie, what Brendan's saying is, this is the BBC trying to be as inclusive as possible, given the situation in Northern Ireland.
There is a fundamental contradiction in what Brendan's saying. He's being very reasonable, and I appreciate that. But he's saying he doesn't want to go. He's not interested. Fine. If you don't want to go and you're not interested, if you're a nationalist in Northern Ireland, for example, of course, don't go. Turn it over.
Well, hold on a moment. If you're a nationalist in Northern Ireland, you're paying your licence fee as much as anyone else.
But if I come across a GAA game, if I come across Irish language broadcasting, if I, any of those things, I'm not interested. I turn over. I don't complain.
You're not suggesting that Proms in the Park should be for unionists only.
I'm saying that Proms in the Park is what it is. Everybody knows what it is, and that's what it should remain. That's what I'm saying, simply.
But there are people who appreciate classical music, who appreciate the fantastic event that is Proms in the Park. And it clearly is a fantastic event, which is well appreciated. People register for tickets. It's a huge event. So why beam into it something which might switch some people off? Why not just leave it as it is, so everyone can feel comfortable in going to it?
Well, what I'm saying is this, that this is this, and I'm very glad that Brendan's on, because he seems to be articulating the mindset of people who have organised this, which is to turn it into something that is, inclusive, cross-community, and this, that, and the other. I've already said that if in Belfast we want to do show Irish dancing, we want to have this, they've had musicians from South America, they've had international stars, they beam over Danny Boy, fine. But they must beam back from the Albert Hall, the essence of last night of the Proms. And this is a little cultural chip, that this has to be a cross-community thing, that Royal Britannia is too controversial. And there wasn't, nobody would even dream of thinking that there should be the national anthem. That's how everybody has been browbeaten into this, the submission that you can't have the national anthem. It was wonderfully done. A Benjamin Britten version of the national anthem, which is normally a useless piece of music. In Northern Ireland, you didn't get it.
Let's see what we think at home about this. 030-3080-55-55. Bartley. Morning, Bartley.
Stephen, if you listen to the words of that gentleman on before there, said you don't like it, switch it off. I actually listen to it because I like that type of music. But you listen to the words, rule Britannia, rule Britannia, rules the waves, we'll not be slaves. You know, 1740, we're all long past it. It's the British establishment, the big British establishment. But then today, with the GAA, the guy brought the GAA in, what's the GAA got to doing music? So the All Ireland Fine wasn't even shown BBC. But you were sitting there listening to that last night, the night of the Proms. We've got Rule Britannia. You know, at the end of the day, the days of the Britannia and England going plundering the rest of the world's over. What do they want to celebrate them? And you're certainly not going to get niceness and the people from the niceness community down there singing songs and joining the songs which are celebrating plundering the world. Plus that other guy says it's part of their culture. Well, is everything... What culture is that there? That's not their culture. Proms apart from only been here 2 or 3 years. The Proms was over in England. It's now come here. It's good crack and all. But some of the songs may not be appropriate over here, and that's just it.
Ben?
Yeah, I'm glad that caller has raised this. When I wrote about this last year, I was I got a lot of abuse from Republicans on Twitter, and mostly anonymous. I got a lot of mocking. I've noticed that last night and this morning it's moved towards mocking. You know, that I'm crying, that I want to wave a flag, that I want to be in front of Rule Britannia. What rubbish. Rubbish. Nobody thinks that Britannia rules the wave. Nobody thinks.
But the song says that. The song says that.
Nobody thinks that there's still an empire. Last night of the prom, the empire's gone the best part of 70 years. Nobody thinks that. Last night of the proms is a bit of fun with what I consider to be great music. The connoisseurs who know a lot about classical music, they don't think that. They think it's the series is the great music. But for somebody for somebody like me who's not a connoisseur, there are these wonderful tunes. And the BBC has decided that Northern Ireland gets one wonderful tune, Land of Hope and Glory. At least they give us that. And all those people who go down to Titanic slipways to get into the spirit of the night with their union flags have been told by the BBC you can have one thing.
Bartley?
Well, he also said it's part of his culture. I'm confused what he means as his culture. Totally confused.
But this is absurd. If you do not like that culture,
you said it's part of your culture.
I was saying that last night of the proms is good humoured. It clearly is good humoured.
Hold on, Bartley. Let's let him finish. Hold on. Let's let him finish. Go on, Ben.
I'm saying that it's good humoured. It's obviously a good humoured event. But some people, their views about Britain are such that it's not a laughing matter. Okay? I understand that. But if you think it's not a laughing matter, one night a year, tune off. And whatever you do, don't go down to Titanic slipways. Well, actually do if it stays the way BBC Northern Ireland have made it, because they've made sure that it's almost unrecognisable with Last Night of the Proms. But if they ever move back towards Last Night of the Proms and you find Rule Britannia so objectionable, then don't go. I don't want GAA, Irish language, Irish music. I don't want them to change it. I don't want an Irish music concert to suddenly have a loyalist band in the middle of it.
I'd be quite happy to see something like that. I would be quite happy.
We've identified the difference between you and me. You want everything to be blended up.
I definitely don't want to be everything blended.
The BBC Proms in the Park concert in Northern Ireland has always offered our local audience a diverse mix of live performances from homegrown and internationally renowned artists, as well as some televised last night of the Proms moments across the night. People attending the concert here in Northern Ireland are largely aware of this, and it has been this way since it began locally in 2002.
Stephen, can I just say
that is misleading, as I was saying.
Why? Hold on, Bartley.
Right.
If they're saying it's been that way since 2002, have they never played Rule Britannia or God Save the Queen since 2002 for the last 17 years?
It's a very good question, and it's something that the BBC, they have played it, and it's something that the BBC can answer and I can't, because I don't have a spreadsheet in front of me.
But there is on Google snippet of, you know, it's moved around Proms in the Park, and one time when it's in Hillsborough and when Royal Britannia has played, it's played and you can see people in Hillsborough waving their flags.
So at what point was it withdrawn from this event, and when, and why?
It has become, they've turned it into a thing with one snapshot of the Royal Albert Hall, in essence, one, Land of Hope and Glory. This is an event that, from start to finish, is the best part of 3 hours.
Fred and Drummore next.
That's a misleading statement.
Morning, Fred.
Hello.
Go ahead, Fred.
I would agree with Ben. Yes, as you see, the BBC, it should have become anti-British and only be promoting nationalist and Republican agenda.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
It seems to get more airtime than anything else.
That's just crazy.
Hello?
It's a crazy statement, Fred, isn't it, that you've just made?
Not really. You take recordings of your programme and you play them back, and someone comes on with some anti-British idea and it gets minutes, far more airtime than something pro-British. I would agree 100% with Ben.
And Sean and Laganiel.
There's no equality. There's no equality there.
Morning, Sean.
Good morning. It's a point for Ben. If Ben would like to see an inclusive society, why play Rule Britannia and God Save the Queen and exclude nationalists? I have no problem with God Save the Queen or Rule Britannia, but nationalists need to be included. Why not? Well, what would he think of including a Nation Once Again or a song similar to that?
It's a question for you, Ben.
Well, I already said, and I want to emphasise this again, last year, Proms in the Park had Irish dancing. That's not British culture. That's not imperialism. That's not this, that, and the other. And I said that that was a good idea, to emphasise. Having Irish dancing is a good idea because we're different. What I'm saying is that the essence of last night of the Proms, the main patriotic tune should be there. And if you don't like it, don't go. Just don't go.
But you still haven't answered the question. Would you like a song similar to A Nation Once Again to be played? Or would you find that offensive?
Sorry, I don't, what song are you referring to?
It's a song called A Nation Once Again. Let Ireland long a province be, a nation once again, is the chorus.
You're saying an Irish unity thing. So is this what this is going... Is this what inclusivity must be? That if you play the national anthem and if you play fundamental components of a British past, you must then have an Irish unity thing. So should the Albert Hall be bringing in? Some of the greatest music is African music, is anti-slavery, incredible from the American South. But that's not what is played at the Albert Hall to sort of dilute the thing. Last night,
but the Albert Hall is not the north of Ireland. The Albert Hall is not the north. You know what I mean? The Albert Hall doesn't have the religious and sectarian divide that we do have in the north.
You call it the north of Ireland. You clearly want Irish unity. You like Irish unity.
Yes, I would love Irish unity.
It's reasonable to deduce that you have a particular view. Fine, great. You know, you can argue for that politically. You might get your way in the future. You might not. The constitutional might change.
Yes.
We don't know.
But I accept that.
Let me give you another example. If we are going to go down this ridiculous route, then we need to be very clear that the very well-funded West Belfast Festival, which I've spoken at twice, they do try to get different voices in there, but the dominant culture, go through the programme, the dominant theme, the dominant thing, and why shouldn't it be? It's in West Belfast. Is Irish nationalist stroke Republican? There's a concert at the end. There's a concert at the end of it that is very controversial.
Why is it controversial? Why is it controversial?
My attitude to that is this. Aside from the fact that there shouldn't be promotion of IRA stuff, if they then have Irish nationalist stuff, Irish nationalist culture, Irish Republican thing as the dominant theme of the festival, as they do, that's what the festival is.
The festival tried to be inclusive. You spoke at it a few times, as you've said. The DUP have spoken at it. The chief constable has been there. I mean, that's being inclusive. You want a particularly, the last night of the Proms, or Proms in the Park, you want a British, to hell with anyone in the north here who is Irish or holds an Irish
actually
meaning. You don't want them there. You just would like to wipe us off. No, just get away. Go away. Don't annoy us. Don't be near us.
No, let's let Ben respond to that immediately.
Well, it's just ridiculous. But what I would say is actually, I would like the same in reverse, which is the West Belfast Festival is a very nationalist, very sort of Republican dominant culture. They're open to different voices. I'm saying Last Night of the Proms should be what Last Night of the Proms is, a bit of fun. That developed over more than a century with patriotic British songs at the end. And if they want to mix it up a little bit with things from Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, that's a good thing. That's not what BBC Northern Ireland and BBC Scotland...
Hold on a minute, please. I think, Ben, and do you not concede this, that there may be some people within the BBC, for example, and some of the other people behind that Proms in the Park event, deeply frustrated this morning, Ben, that you have an event where the excellence of the people who put it together, be it the engineering skill, the organisational skill, the musical talent, an event that is at the very top of its game in terms of the performances, the stars who it attracts into Northern Ireland, that here we have an opportunity to talk about what is good about, not just good about the BBC, but an uplifting event about Northern Ireland, and here you are criticising it then.
It's a very good question, and I'm glad that you asked the question. I really didn't want to write last year a negative piece about this. It got a lot of attention online. As I said, it got a lot of abuse. It got a lot of support. And I just knew, it's not dominant on my mind, but obviously, but when it was coming round again, I just knew there wasn't going to be Rule Britannia. And I thought, maybe they'll surprise us. Maybe there'll be a bit more than Land of Hope and Glory. Maybe there'll be a rethink. And no, there wasn't. It was the same thing. And then I am put in the situation by the BBC, because most people who would like to see these things, I believe, are too polite to criticise it. I'm put in the situation of being sore and mean for criticising this. I'm not saying that it's anything other than a wonderful thing when Northern Ireland gets in great music from, as I said, from all around the world, big names. Last year, we had Midgeur, Vienna, fantastic. But it's not Rule Britannia. It's not Last Night of the Proms. So what I'm saying is congratulations to all the performers, to the people who bring them here, to the people who set up the stage, to the people who do all of this. Great. Makes Northern Ireland that little bit better. But unfortunately, somebody somewhere has turned it into something that has no relationship to Last Night of the Proms. And that isn't okay.
Here's Vera in Londonderry. Morning, Vera.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm just going to say one line. Ben needs to get a life. As he loses sleep over Rule Britannia not being played in Northern Ireland, tell him to get himself a life and start to pray for those who are suffering in hospitals, those who are suffering from want and homelessness and hunger, and a piece of music. A piece of music. He's a very silly man. He's a very silly man. And by the way, Stephen, I'm going to say good morning to one of your listeners.
Well, obviously, Vera, there's a bigger meaning behind this, and it is that some unionists, and look, Ben can speak for himself, but some unionists feel that their culture is being chipped away, piece by piece.
Not at all. This Northern Ireland has two cultures, and I think we do our best. They please each culture.
But if the British Broadcasting Corporation, if the BBC cannot play the national anthem... But if the BBC cannot play the national anthem...
Someone's going to be offended if they do. And someone's going to be offended if they don't. So where do you go from here? Where do you go from here, Stephen?
Ben, if I look at some of the words in the national anthem, God save the Queen, Lord grant the Marshal Wade... May by thy mighty aid victory bring. May he sedition hush and like a torrent rush rebellious Scots to crush. God save the Queen. There's another part if you look at the words in this. O Lord our God arise, scatter our enemies and make them fall. Confound their politics, frustrate their knavish tricks. On thee our hopes we fix. O save us all, the choicest gifts in store. O her be pleased to pour. Long may she reign. May she defend our laws and ever give us cause to sing with heart and voice, God save the Queen.
Well, before I answer that, because again, that's a good question, I want to just come back to Vera's point for anybody who's just joined the conversation. You asked me this at the beginning, and you said, why does it matter? Of course it doesn't matter compared to hospital waiting lists. Of course it doesn't matter compared to schools. Of course it doesn't matter compared to the scandal that one political party brought down Stormont and we're all rudderless. Of course it doesn't compare to any of that. In the scheme of things, it's not that important. But it is a major decision about a major night. And if there is a problem with the lyrics that you just cited, if there's a problem with Rule Britannia, which was written in the 1700s, when there was still slavery, not just slavery in Britain, slavery everywhere in Europe, all the European imperial powers anyway had slavery overseas. If that is the thing, then are we going to go down the route of saying that the Albert Hall shouldn't play Rule Britannia? That the Albert Hall shouldn't play the national anthem? And there's no doubt there are people who would do that, who would say that. Good luck to them. Try that on with Middle England. But here you get away with stripping this out. That's what I'm saying. The other thing is, and I want to emphasize this again and again, on Saturday night, there was an American soprano, and she unveiled a gay rainbow flag. She's been open about her own sexuality. That was her way of lampooning the traditional nature of it. The crowd roared. Some people wouldn't have liked it. There were rainbow flags all over the place. There were probably more European flags. Apparently, this was coordinated than there were British flags. If people want to lampoon it in that way, if they want to go along, I saw a trick. You always see a trickler in the Albert Hall, actually. You always see a few of them. The year before, Rule Britannia was sung by a Canadian. He unveiled a Canadian flag. Maybe one day, year, it'll be sung by an Irish person who will unveil a trickler. But we won't see it in Belfast. We're not allowed to see it. And I'm saying that as long as those songs are sung at the Albert Hall, and I believe they will be, and I think it's wonderful that they are, we should get it in Northern Ireland.
Let's take just a few more calls on this. Maybe you can stay there. Here's Tom in Belfast. Morning, Tom.
Morning.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'd like to ask Ben, why is he surprised at what has happened here with the BBC? I'm a unionist and a Protestant. Why is he surprised at the BBC, particularly in Northern Ireland here, showing anti-British, anti-unionist type stuff?
Malachy next. Morning, Malachy. Hello, Malachy. Malachy's not there. Pat and Glengormley. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Stephen. My question is lighthearted compared to the rest of your talk. Why can the BBC, when they've, the Northern Ireland's on, why every year does the song have to be Danny Boy? Surely we have other nicer songs in Northern Ireland, like the Green Glens of Antrim. What about Percy French's songs? What about Jimmy Kennedy? Red Sails in the Sunset. My daughter even texted me on Saturday night to say, oh no, Danny Boy again. You know,
Danny Boy's a beautiful song.
A variety of music would be nice. And to me, the last night of the proms is one of the highlights of my year. I wouldn't miss it. I think it's a wonderful programme. But I would just like to hear...
But you're going to pick at it.
I would like to hear another song other than Danny Boy from the Northern Ireland station.
Ben?
What a great question. Yeah, I mean, I personally don't particularly like Danny Boy, but I think the idea of beaming in something local, having elements of Irish, having elements of Northern Irish is a great one. I personally, I'd mix it up beyond Danny Boy as well.
Thank you.
And Sam and Newton Irish. Last call on this, then we're moving on. Go on, Sam. Morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, the thing about it is, and what we've got to realise, over the last lot of weeks, all we hear about is the Good Friday Agreement and what's going to happen to it whenever Brexit comes. We have the Good Friday Agreement. The agreement is that until the people of this country vote for it, this country is part of the United Kingdom. The National Anthem, Rule Britannia, etc., etc., is still part of the music of the United Kingdom, and it should be played in Belfast. There should be no dulling down. Ben's too nice a fella to turn around and say it straight out, but I'm telling you now, this is the BBC bound down to their nationalist masters. It's the PSNIRA and all the rest of it. These people are all up...
Well, There are no nationalist masters. Sam, what you're saying...
loyalists.
Okay, Sam, now just calm down. What I want to say to you is this. It is just outrageously wrong for you to suggest that there are any nationalist masters having any influence over the BBC whatsoever. And let me tell you why, Sam. There are many journalists in BBC Northern Ireland over many years, like journalists in newspapers here, like journalists throughout Northern Ireland, who have risked their own safety to report impartially and do the very best job they can. And I'm telling you that you're talking complete and utter nonsense when you say that. BBC Northern Ireland attempts to be as impartial as it can be. It is throughout the blood of this place. There is no such thing as the PSNI either. So what you've just said is factually incorrect, Sam. I can tell you as a fact.
What I have just said, Stephen, is what people in Northern Ireland, and Protestant people in Northern Ireland in particular, are just thinking.
Well, you are a Protestant, and you're currently on the BBC Nolan Show articulating your view as a loyalist.
Yes, and that's because I pay my licence fee. And I would like to know if everybody else that gets on pays their licence fee.
Can I say something on this? I think that the fact that the BBC is having this discussion is the BBC at its best. I have some problems with some of the BBC output. I have some problems with little aspects of bias in particular areas. Overall, the BBC is an incredible thing. There's no doubt about that. There's all sorts of journalists. You wouldn't even know if their background is nationalist, unionist, or neither. I have no doubt about that. And I don't think that that's what this is. What I do think that this is hand-wringing, oversensitivity. And where I do agree with the last caller is this. He's talked about Rule Britannia and National Anthem. I don't think Rule Britannia is particularly a big part of British culture. It's there in the background as a great piece of music. But we don't even get it once a year. Think about that. Whoever it is, whatever their agenda is, and I think it's hand-wringing, do-gooder-ishness, we're not even allowed it once a year. We weren't even allowed the National Anthem, which, as I keep saying, is usually a rubbish piece of music, and this year was beautifully performed. We weren't even allowed to hear that.
Ben, can I ask you, just before you go this morning, about another story that I noticed? And it's about Brexit, Ben. Yeah. And I noticed that the loyalist Jimmy Bryson, who wouldn't be too far away from the thinking of the UVF, I noticed that he tweeted the following last night, and it pricked up my interest. He said, a backstop would inevitably see a grassroots PUL resistance that would make the Anglo-Irish agreement and flag protests look like small tremors. Are you curious about what he means by that? I wonder, is Bryson suggesting that if there was some form of backstop in Northern Ireland, that there could be violence on the streets? And he's comparing the flag protests like small tremors.
I'm not sure exactly what he's suggesting, and I must say I wasn't aware of that because I was so overwhelmed with the responses to the Rule Britannia story. But what I would say is this. I just don't think that there is that feeling about the Anglo-Irish Agreement with regard to the backstop. In fact, one of the things that I found alarming about the backstop is how passive everybody's being about it. And I'm not in any way calling for any protests or disobedience or anything like that. I just wish there was a more robust debate about the backstop. But the fact that our business leaders have overwhelmingly come out in favor of this thing that will, and I think we're heading towards something like the backstop, I'm afraid, mean a major border in the Irish Sea. I just wish there was more debate about it. What Jamie Bryson is saying,
the unionist loyalist community, he said, won't go quietly into an economic All Ireland. Interesting.
All I would say is that I don't think the unionist community would go quietly into a united Ireland, but I think a lot of people don't understand the implications of the backstop.
Okay, Ben Laurie, thank you very much indeed.